Okay, here we go. Okay. So the Maisa is a big Shabbos, Chavra. I believe that B'schus all the Tzadikim, B'schus all the Heilige Tzadikim, B'schus Hashem Tov HaKadosh, Shem Kaso, Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. So, the Maisa, Rubens and next to say a lot, that we say in Davening, La Shabbos, say, V'shem Revnei Yisrael as HaShabbos, La Asos as HaShabbos, the Dorosam Bris Olam. So Rubenstein likes to quote a lot from Chazal. It says, "Atikrei ledorosam, don't read ledorosam to your generations. Ella ledirasam. What does dira mean? Into your dwelling place. It says, "Atikrei, don't bring Shabbos just to your doros. Ledirasam, bring it into your house." Which means that what? That Shabbos belongs in the house of a Yid. For example, Rabbi Cohen from DRS always says the ikker for a chasen and kala to start with in their bias, the way is Shabbos Kodesh. Says, what does Shabbos look like? Says, that's the ikker when you start building your house. So the Maisa Chevra, we know, like we've said, you daven Raminyan on Shavuos, everything we sing was just what? Just chuppah nigunim. It was just wedding nigunim. Why? Because the whole Indian of... Because the whole Indian of Shavuos, like it says in the Gemara in Tainus, says the Pasuk says in the Shir Shirim, B'yom Chasunaso V'yom Simchas Liba. Right? B'yom Chasunaso, the day of his Chasna, V'yom Simchas Liba, the day of Simcha. So it says B'yom Chasunaso, the Gemara in Tainus says, B'yom Chasunaso Zu Matan Torah. So Matan Torah is a Chasna. It's a wedding. So we just got married to the Boreolam. So what happens after wedding, Chevra? You have Sheva Brachos. So we're in the middle of Sheva Brachos right now. But what's the one thing we haven't had yet with the Bor Yom? We haven't had a Shabbos. Shabbos Sheva Brachos this week, Chevra. Which means that what? It's the first Shabbos that we're bringing the Torah and our new marriage into our bias. Chevra, this is our first Shabbos. The first Shabbos being married to Hashem. It's an unbelievable opportunity, Shabbos, to grab onto that. Because we know what they like to say. Everything goes after the beginning. I mean, according to what... Not sure. Maybe you'll be there. So maybe I'll go. So me and Chevra, everything we're doing is what? That it's built on this Shabbos. It's the first week. So what a tremendous Shabbos! I'm pretty sure they don't have this farm here, and I have it in my apartment in America. But Label Eger speaks a lot about the Shabbos Achar Shavuos, how helig the Shabbos after Shavuos is. Right, Shabbos Kodesh. Oh, what is this? No. All right, Chevra. So to still be Mamshich, we know that, like it says that every Shabbos is the koach of the whole week, the whole past week is raised up with the koach of Shabbos. So this Shabbos is raising up the whole week. So what happened this past week? Shavuos. So Chevra, the oros of Shavuos, you can lift them. If you didn't have a strong Shavuos, you didn't do everything anything for Shavuos, this week, this Shabbos right now, is when you have the opportunity to grab onto all Shavuos and bring it into your life. So it's a tremendous opportunity. So Chevra, let's learn a Torah from the Heiliger of Rubenstein, Shlita, Marini V'Rabbeinu. Wow, this is I think he's everyone, Rebbe, yeah? Okay, no, let's go. Have it at the end, we'll go outside, we'll sing the thing, you know? Okay. Okay, here we go, ready? We'll do it in here, fine. Some Ilas Chag Shavuos, ready? You see on page 1 in Rubenstein's Yemani Yeshua. So it says, Ni'ilas Chag Shavuos, Ni'imus HaTorah. Shmini Atzeres, whose man Shemis Kashrin Bekesher Chazak and Makadosh Baruch Hu. So the time of Shmini Atzeres is the time where we make mamish a strong kesher with Hashem. We tie ourselves up to Hashem. Asher Alzeh Eino Chal Da'avon Halev Shakash Alay Pidaska. Right, we know the whole Indian of Shmini Atzeres is Kash Alay Pidaska, that it's so hard to leave. So Indian of Shmini Atzeres, Otsar, means to bind up. Right, Atzar means to tie it up. So Shmini Atzeres, the whole goal of Shmini Atzeres is what? It's a time that's referred to as Kashalai Pridastam. That it's very hard to separate. We just had a beautiful time of Rosh Hashanah, of Yom Kippur, of Sukkot, and then we have Shmini Atzeres, which is the last moment. So that's called Kashalai Pridastam.
Connection between
Shmini Atzeres
and
we'll see. Uviyomatz, what? Davon is like worry, I think, or like a weakening. And now we know that what's one of the names, Chevra, of Shavuos? It's Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaBikurim, and also Chag HaAtzeres. So you see, the word Atzeres applies to Shavuos also. Uviyom Atzeres, Chag HaShavuos, Osin Kesher Koach Chazak in Torah Kedusha. So the thing what you do on Shavuos is you make an unbelievable koach and a connection to the Torah. Ba'ofen l'malam in Kashalai Pidaskan. That's even higher then kasha lai pridastam. That what? She'i efshar lefreshman, that you can't separate from it. Which implies that what? That the mitzias to Shmini Atzeres is what? Shmini Atzeres is kasha lai pridastam, that you're going to have a separation. That's so hard for me to leave you, so therefore what? Let's stay one more day. That's Shmini Atzeres. But what's the name of Shavuos? Shavuos is what? Atzeres, you're not leaving. You make a kesha that doesn't break. A kesha so strong to the Torah that you don't leave that. Vine. Isa behele gazar kadosh. Mikvah today? 3, 4? Vine Isa bezar kadosh, says Nazar kadosh, that Rus says Rus zeh Torah. That Rus represents Torah. Why? Shem kasha tor imhe, right? Rus, if you add a hey to Rus, what do you get? Torah. Lasso's Torah. Now let me explain to you outside for a second as to why that is, okay? So this is very cool. You ready for this? Yeah, get your math books out. This is very cool. I understand, what does the Zohar HaKadosh mean by Torah, that Rus is Torah? What does that mean? So it goes like this. So we know that you have in the Shem Havai of Yud, K, Vav, and K. Okay, so I'll just give you a background for a second. It's called Partzufim. It's called Arach Anpin, Abba, Ima, Zer Anpin, and Nuk. Fine? It's also referred to as Keser, Chachma, Bina. Is that's Yud K, right? And then you have the Vav is Chesed Gvur Tferes Netzach Hod Yisod 6, and Malchus is the Hey. So the final Hey of the Shem of Ayah is represented by Malchus. Now again, just quick like this, okay? The Shem of Hashem that represents Malchus is called the Shem Aleph Dalid Nun and Yud. Okay, Adnus. Yeah. So now what's going on here? So now if you take the word Adnus and spell it B'miloy, it means you spell the words out of Adnus, okay? So Aleph, write it down, right? Add this up. Aleph is Aleph, Lamed, Pei is 111. Yeah? Dalit is Dalit, Lamed, Tuf is 434. Dalit, right? 434. Nun is Nun, Vav, Nun, which is 106. Yeah? Nun is 106. And Yud is Yud Vav Dalet is 20. Okay, add those all up. What do you get? 111, 434, and 20. You get 672. Correct? Yeah? 672, yeah? So that's called the Miloy of the Shem Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. So now we have to go like this. So if you just take, so that's the Miloy itself, right? So now if you take away from the Miloy, the word itself, Adnus, so you just have the Miloy itself, what do you get? What's the Gematria? Meaning that the Miloy is, for example, Aleph, instead of the Aleph of Aleph, you just have a Lamed Pei. So now add up just the Miloy itself. So take away from 672, Aleph Dal Nun Yud. So take away 65 from 672, what do you get?
65.
Take away Aleph Dal Nun Yud from 672. 607 is Matir Rus with the Kola. Yeah? So which means that Rus's whole Indian, she represents the Malchus. She represents that final Hey. For example, who do you know who comes from Rus? What's the last word of all of Sefer Rus? David. David HaMelech. Represents that's the Malchus. It's the final Hey. So that's just the background. So what the Zohar is saying here, that Rus is Torah. Why? Because Rus owns that Hey, and that's why Rus is the Indian of Torah. Okay? Everyone clear on that? 65. Hecha. Yeah? So it goes like this. So now, so fine. We have that Rus represents Torah. And Naomi, what does the word Naomi sound like? Noam, or Ni'imus, right? So Naomi, ze Ni'imus, Mesikas HaTorah. Ni'imus, Naomi represents the sweetness of Torah. Right? So what do you have? You have Rus is Torah, and Naomi is Ni'imus. So if you bring them two together, what do you get? Ni'imus HaTorah, the sweetness of Torah. That's why Rus says to Naomi, Hamaves Yafrid Beini Venecha. Only death itself will separate between me and you. Let's see what this means. Ratz Aloma, what it means is, Bizman Shiesh Ni'imus V'Simcha B'Limer HaTorah. When a person's learning Torah with Simcha and Ni'imus and sweetness in the Torah, Azai Mis'ala L'Mala Me'oso HaMaves Shel Kashalai Pridastem. Right? Preda represents Pir, represents Maves. But when a person has Ni'imus in Torah, when they're enjoying the Torah that they're learning, when they're pushing in Torah, when they're mamash being omel in it, not that it's a joke, not that I can have matzah in Torah one night and then go to the beach the next day, when I'm really pushing myself in it, when I feel Ni'imus in Torah, what? You're above Maves. You're above Pridaschem. You're living with Hashem. Right? That's what we say. We call Torah Eitz Chaim Hi L'machazikim Ba, which represents what? You have to hold on to it. And that's all you have. What do we say right before when we take out the Torah? V'atem ha'dvekim b'Hashem ha'krem chayim kol chamayom. The dvekis b'Hashem ha'idei Torah. Ki mishu kashur be'emes al Torah kedosha. A person who's really connected to the Torah. Yiskayim bo divrei chazal b'chol yom yiyu b'enecha kadashim. When a person's really connected to the Torah, then you know what you're going to live with? That b'chol yom, every day, yiyu, it's going to be b'enecha in your eyes, kachadashim. Like brand new in your eyes every day. That's that you really have a kesher with it. So now Rubenstein is going to answer an unbelievable question. Famous question is that, where does it speak about Yom Matan Torah in the Torah? The day of Kabbalah Satorah? It doesn't. It's a big question, right? It doesn't. So the question is, why doesn't it? That's why there's no mention of Vav Sivan in the Torah. No mention of Zayin Sivan Torah, right? Why? So listen to what he says. Kamoshkas b'svar makdoshim shelo nizkar yom matan Torah sinu b'Torah. Why doesn't it mention the day of giving the Torah in the Torah? Lahagid shekol yom yu b'nech kachadashim. To tell you that what? Because there's no specific day for Torah. It's that every single day it's what? B'nech kachadashim. It's brand new every day. But the question is, how do I tap into this? How do we tap in that every day I feel like it's chadash to me? This comes through the kesher of Rus and Naami, meaning what, chevra? Torah b'ni'imus. When I have an imus, when I have delight in Torah, when Torah is my delight, that's what? That's when I have chizchachas in it. That's when I feel chiyas in it. And that's why I grab onto Shavuos the whole time. That's how I'm Otsar Shavuos into me, with me. How I bring it into me is what? It's to feel the Nimas in Torah. And that's why he says, Remez, if you take Gematria of Rus, 606, plus Naomi, right? 170, 776. Now Rubenstein says this, so now with the two kolos, right? So Rus plus one, Naomi plus one, it's Gematria 778, it's Gematria Shavuos. That what? That's a matzias. That shavuos is about what? That Torah is not just a burden on me. That Torah is the ni'imus haTorah. It's the sweetness of Torah. All right? And that's what we have. That's what we have to start working on. We have to start working to feel that sweetness. To realize that there's such a sweetness here. Right? That's what we say. What? We say every day in davening. Right? La'asok b'dvei Torah. V'ha'arevna Hashem Elokeinu. What does it mean, v'ha'arevna? Make it sweet. But this is what we lack. Sometimes we're so forced into it that you need this. If you don't have this, you're gonna when you go to secular college next year in NYU, you're gonna fail. Who's telling you about you can find the Imas HaTorah everywhere? It's because of the sweetness of Torah. People need to know more about this. Devash. Right? Devash v'chalav tachas shonech. That's what we say. We speak about Torah like that. That's sweet. Mesukim kidvash. The harevna, we have to daven for that. To feel that sweetness. The reason why people learn for a year or two here and then bounce and never look at Torah again is why? Because they were never given the sweetness of it. To be told there's a sweetness in it. Again, you have to be omel, you have to work very hard. But to know that there's something there. We have to daven for it. Because this is the nekuda. To go above mabes, it's what? It's Rus and Ami together. To feel that sweetness. So also, lemaisa, it works out very nicely with our parsha. Because the Maisa, I think we can say it for all of us, we're not close to the Torah. We feel very far. We're very, very, very low door today. Right? Very low. Even when we learn, it's not, we don't even learn. So look at the beginning of the Parsha. Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Lemor, Naso es Rosh B'nei Gershon. Lift up the heads of B'nei Gershon. So who's B'nei Gershon? So the Chozmi Lublin says this, and other Sarim say this also, is that what does Gershon sound like? So what are the first three letters of Gershon? No, the first three letters. Gereth, which what? Like Gershon, like divorced. Someone who's far. Alright? A Grush, exactly. It says, that those who feel far, lift their heads up. That's what Parshat Nos was telling us at the very beginning. B'nei Gershon, lift their heads up. The people like us who feel like we're so far from Torah. We don't feel any ni'imas in Torah. But the question is, how do you lift yourself up? You look for people who look for all the schoolers, right? You look for this school here, this school there, how it could get, right? I'll say a tilm all day, I'll stay up all night Shavuos, and that's how I'll become Zochet Torah. You know how a person is Zochet to the sweetness of Torah? So the Chozmi Lublin says like this, Naso es Rosh B'nei Gershon. So with the Rosh, lifting up the Rosh of B'nei Gershon. So if you take the first, so there's a concept, like the Arizal says, that Yisrael, right? Yisrael is a good thing to know, that Yisrael is Rosh Tevos, Yesh, Shishim, Riboy, Osios, the Torah. That's a concept from the Ari HaKadosh. The Arizal says, the Arizal says, that what? You've heard this before? That there's 600,000 letters in the Torah. It's like Yisrael is Rosh Tevos Yesh Shishim Riboy Osios LeTorah. Okay? It means that what? That every Jew is a letter in the Sefer Torah. So now if you take the letters of Rosh, Rosh is Rosh Tevos Shishim Riboy Osios. So how do you lift up the Rosh of Bnei Gershon? That you have to lift up the Rosh. It means what? You have to focus on your Rosh. Which is what? Yesh Shishim Riboy. That you have to start learning. You start pushing. Everyone's like, hey, you know what? If you just gave me the sweetness of Torah, then I'll learn.
Yeah, I'm totally strong.
But why don't I feel sweetness? Because what? It's la'asok b'divrei Torah. To be osek in it. To push yourself in it. Cover, that's you're going to feel it. There's something in Torah for all of us. The reason why people give up is because they don't push. Because they don't believe there's a sweetness there. But Shavuos comes to remind you. You know what? A hard life? Rus had a pretty hard life. She was a princess and gave it all up. She gave up everything just to be davuk to the derech of Avodas Hashem. And you could say it's pretty hard, no? But what happened to Rus? Who comes from Rus? David HaMelech. Like David HaMelech says in Tillim, Bat Torah, Mesukim Midvash, Nofes Tufim. He says what? That Tovli Torah's Picha Me'alfei Zav HaChesef. He says better for me is Torah than $1 billion. But why? It becomes, you have to work in it. B'nei Gershon, how? Nasar's Rosh, how? Rosh, Shishim Ribei Osios. We have to work in the Torah. That's how we come closer. When we're far, we try to figure out a way. But the main way is what? When we're pushing Torah. We just got a new matana. So it's fresh for all of us. How many of us this week felt a little bit tired? A little bit sluggish this week. Right? So I think it's a good mark. Because then you might come to think, wow, I guess I was not Mekabel the Torah. Right? I missed out. But I think it's a perfect match like this, yeah? Who was it a couple years ago? There's a certain team, right? I don't remember which team it was. Right? But you have certain teams that, like, you know, let's say the best team, yeah? And all they get off to a slow start. Right? Why do they get off to a slow start? Because at the beginning, right, it's hard to knock off all the rust. Right? It's hard, like, the beginning of the season, not everyone's at 100% yet. It takes a little bit of time, right? So what's the clue? Why? Because in the beginning, it's brand new. However, we're just Mekabel Torah. You have to realize that you mamish one of the biggest limud chusim. The Yitzhar comes this week, tells you that, look, you're dead tired already after Shavuos, shows you weren't Mekabel Torah. But you know what the Iker answer is? No. Dafka, this shows I was Mekabel Torah, that it's new to me. And I'm starting it. I have to build up my Kalim again. Start just when you came shut off, you couldn't learn a whole three Siddharim. So also now with Torah, you have to get yourself accustomed to it. But trying day by day by day. So that's one derech. But another derek also of this Nikuda is that called Ne'imus HaTorah. Right? The sweetness of Torah. So that's referred to as Kabbalah. Right? As the Torah of Rishon Baruch Hai. For example, it says in the Halig Zohar Kaddish, for example, what's the last stop before you come to Matan Torah? Well, not close, but it goes like this. That says that days of Sphira are broken up into two parts. Lev Tov. What's much a Lev Tov? 32 and 17? 49, right? So what's much a Lev?
32.
So the first 32 days of Sphere Somer is you're working getting a Lev. When does the days of Tov start? But no, when does the day of Tov is 17? So what's the first day of Tov of Torah? Is day 33. What's day 33 of Sphere Somer? Lag Bomer. Whose day is Lag Bomer?
Rashbi.
They have Primus HaTorah. That's what the Zohar says in the Halakha Zohar Kaddish. So the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Yikarahim Mipnim. Right, when we're talking about Torah, it says Yikarahim Mipnim. Yeah? So it says like this. Zohar reads like this. Yikarahi, Torah is Yikara, Torah is precious. Why? Mipnim. What does Pnim sound like? Primus. Mipnimus Sheba. From the Primus that's within it, that's what gives a person the Ne'imus HaTorah. That's what makes it sweet to a person. So what does it mean? I should start learning Kabbalah? No. It means what? Start digging deeper. What the Torah of Rishon Baruch Hai represents, what? Digging deeper into the Torah. Meaning what? Not realizing that what? It's not just like a check or not. To go deeper and deeper. The reason people give up in Torah, they think like, okay, I made a siyum, so I'm done. It's every day, you be'necha kichadash b'chol yom. Every day it should be new in your eyes. We have to start realizing this. And start davening for this. Davening to feel the sweetness in Torah. That's why, I think it's very nice for Emma, as I can tell you right now. Says in Tehillim, right? Parak Yud Tes says that refers to Torah as umesukim midvash, right? It's sweeter than honey, right? What's the sweetest thing in the world? Honey, the sweetest thing. Torah is umesukim midvash, even sweeter than honey. Okay, I think this is one of the remes of the year so far. This is a good one. Umesukim midvash. So what's gematria? Umesukim midvash. Let's see. Umesukim is 602. Midavash is 346. What do you get? Write this down. You like it? No?
602, 346.
Yeah. 22. 948. So Umasuki Midavash is Gematria 948. Listen to this, okay? So now it goes like this. So now there's Torah. But what a miloi represents, miloi means you spell out the letters, represents the primius sheba.
Umesukim is 632.
Umesukim, 602. Midavash, 346, okay? So miloi represents the primius of it. So now take like this, right? Spell out this word, right? Tuf is Tuf Yud Vav. Okay? Eight time with me? Tuf is Tuf Yud Vav. The miloi of it is Gematria 416. Okay? Everyone following? Adi following? Vav is Vav Vav is 12. Resh, 12. Right? Resh is Resh Yud Shin is 510. And Hey is spelled Hey Hey is 10. Okay, so what does that spell? So that's the word Torah b'miloy. Means what? The Shlemus and the Pnimius of the Torah. Right? The Pnimius of Torah. So now if you add up all those, what do you get, Rabbi? Tuf, Vav, Resh, Hey.
492.
510. 510,
416, 12,
and
10.
It is
50.
900. What do you get?
926,
942,
952.
Nah. No, not 1,000.
No, more than that.
Less than 62? That. No. Goes like this, right? Let's do it little by little, okay? 416 plus 12 is how much?
448.
448 plus 500? 948. 948.
I didn't say that, what did I say?
No, you said 998 or something like that.
Oh, I thought I said
so, Chevre, Torah b'miloi, which means what? That the primis of the Torah, 948, is Gematria exactly Umesukim Midvash. Is that not Givaldi, Chevre, no? Ladi, I need it, and then it's Geshmak.
Say that again.
That Umesukim Midvash means sweeter than honey,
oh, wow,
is Gematria exactly Torah b'miloi, which is the primis of the Torah. You want to tap it. You want to tap into to Torah. You want to tap into the sweetness of it. You have to dig deeper into it, right? Not just talking about Kabbalah. Not just talking about. I mean, it happens to be yes, but little by little. But tapping into Pnimius means going deeper into Chevra. If you don't try to go deeper, if you're not willing to commit to it, you're never going to feel it. The Nekudah is you have to push into it to feel the Rus Nami, the sweetness of Torah. B'nei Gershon, how do you lift yourself up? Those who we feel so far from the borderland, how do we come closer? What is it? Chevra, it's pushing. It's Rosh, Shishim Riboy Osios. To realize that it's who we are. Yisrael, like the Arizal says, Yisrael, Osios, Yesh Shishim Riboy Osios Torah. I mean, it's within each and every single one of us. You have to believe that you have the chilek in it. You have to realize that you just got married to it. Chevre, this is Nekudi, you're still in the middle of the Shev Brachos. Right? I remember seeing this by my wedding time. I believe Rav Tzvi Meir said by my wedding time, I remember learning this. It says, each day of the Shev Brachos, Mir Shem, you guys remember this when you get married, just as on Sukkos, right, Sukkos, it's like sukkah is like a chuppah, right? So it says in the sukkah, every 7 days of Sukkos, you bring in the koach of Avram, of Yitzchak, of Yaakov, right? Every day, one of the ushpizin. So too, now that we're in the middle of a chasana, we're in the middle of our shev brachas, every day we're bringing in the midos of all the ushpizin to bring into our lives, to go weiter with us. We have to grab onto this. We have to believe in our kochos, we believe how sweet Torah is, but in order to get that, it doesn't come easy. You have to push a little bit. But that's the tefillah, chevra. Is a what? That we tap in. Rus Naomi. The Ni'ima Satorah. Chevri Shizokh to tap in the sweetness of Rubenstein's Torah, sweetness of Ramatel's Torah. Bizokh to cast yourself to all the Hail Gatzdik of the whole generation. Bizokh that day of Yom Shkol Shabbos, Mnucha, L'chai Olam, Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. Rav Rubenstein, Hail Ger of Rubenstein, Yimam is changed my life. Yimam is changed my life. Rubenstein, Heiliger Rav Rubenstein, your mom has changed my life.